Good evening. What can I tell you? I'm a firm guy, David.
Evidently.
Evidently. Good evening. Today we're learning Masechet Bava Metzia, Da Mem Ches. And we're starting at the first of the long lines on Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Now we have a Mishnah. Reb Shimon Omer, Kol Sheha Kesef Biyado, Yado Al HaElyona. Whoever holds the money, cash is king, they have a little bit more power. Now, this was actually a quote from our Mishnah at the open of the Perek. And Rashi, which is very high up on the page, Rashi is one third of the way down. Rashi says, "Kol sheha kesef biyado, paligad derabbanan." What did the rabbi say in our Mishnah? Da'amrei nasan lo ma'oz yachol lachzor bo. That we had said in our Mishnah that if a person only paid and they didn't do a kinyan on the merchandise, then yachol lachzor bo and zevizeh yachol lachzor bo zevizeh, they can both retract. Upalig Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon argued, "V'amar lo yachzer ela mocher." That's what we're going to see over here. Reb Shimon says that yado al ha'elyona. What does that mean? Look at what the Braisa says. Mocher hu de matzi hadarbe. The mocher, the seller, is the one who is allowed to retract in a case where there is money. But lokeach lo matzi hadarbe. The lokeach, the buyer, is not allowed to recant his offer. Now let's analyze based on the machlokas we saw yesterday. I amris bishlam ma'os konos. If you want to say that me the oraisa, the money is kona, this was the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan we saw yesterday. Mishum hachi mocher matzi hadarbe. That makes sense to me. That if it's kona me the oraisa, that means that really the mocher has done his job. He has the money now, but he can give it back if he wants. He can reverse it. But lo keach lo matzi hadarbe. The buyer can't demand to have his money back. The transaction's over. The money is now in the hands of the seller, and the seller's in charge. He can decide. Elie Amris, like Rish Lakish says, that Moos Einan Konos, the Mido Raisa, really that doesn't work. Lokeach Nami Lehadarbe. If really Moos are not Kona, then they should both be able to do Chazara. So what does this show you? It's a Kasha on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish wanted to say that Moos are not Konos Mido Raisa. Says the Gemara, if Moos are not Konos Mido Raisa, why does this Braisa only allow the Mocher to be Chozra on the sale? If Moos are not konos midoraisa, we should let anyone be chozer on the sale, even the lokeach. Even the lokeach. The Gemara responds, "Amar lach Reish Lakish, aliba de Reb Shimon lo ka'amina." I'm not in the camp of Reb Shimon, says Reish Lakish. Ki ka'amina, my shita is only aliba de rabbanon. So this brisa that we just saw, the Mishnah, I should say, that we opened with, where it says Tanan Reb Shimon Omer, that is the final shita in our Mishnah, and the Mishnah and the Perek. At the open of the parrot, but he says, "I don't hold like that sheet. I hold like the Rabbanan, and therefore this sheet of Reb Shimon is not a kasha on Reish Lakish." Ki kamina liba der Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, "Bishlamara l'Reish Lakish." I understand according to Reish Lakish, haynu de'ika ben Reb Shimon l'Rabbanan. I could understand that Reish Lakish, his sheet would be the nafkamina between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, in that we might have a difference between Reb Shimon and Rabbanan, being whether or not you can have a kenyan if Moos are konos midoraisa. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is of the opinion that Moos are konos midoraisa. Well, if he holds that way, then ma'ika bein Reb Shimon l'Rabbanan. Then what would be the difference between the shitas? So says the Gemara, ika bein now de Reb Chisda. The difference would be the difference between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan within the camp of Rabbi Yochanan is the shita of Reb Chisda. Let's just say it very clearly. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Moos are konos midoraisa, the difference between Reb Shimon and Rabbanan is the following. That Reb Chisda has a shita that just like we have Meshicha by Mochrin, Midrabanan, so too we also have it by Lekuchos, by buyers. We also have it in Meshicha. So the Gemara says that's an afkamina between the shitas of Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, a small little Lukimta. Reb Shimon less led to Reb Chisda, and the Rabbanan is the Hud Reb Chisda. Reb Shimon was of the opinion that there's that cash is king. So he says, lastly, the Lidar Abchiza, he doesn't agree to Abchiza's Shita that we also have Mashiach by Lekuchos, and the Rabbanan say we do. And that's the end of the first little part for today. Let's continue with this sugya. So 3 lines, 4 lines from the bottom. Tanan, the Gemara says, Aval Amru Misha Parador Hamabu, Midor Hamabu. Remember, our Mishnah said that if a person doesn't keep their word, then they get a slap on the wrist. And the slap on the wrist is a pretty bad curse. The one who took vengeance with Dor HaMabul, who asid li para mi she'eino omid b'diburo, then that's not good. Anytime you don't keep your word, or we'll soon see what the scope is of not keeping your word. You know, if I say to one of my kids, I'll take you to Five Below, and then I don't take them to Five Below, do I have this din of Misha Para? We have to see exactly what the parameters are, and we will see within the next... What?
It's five below.
It's a store where everything is five or
Fancy
below.
dollar store.
It's a fancy dollar store.
I know.
Very fancy. Very fancy. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, that we have a Mishnah that says the Mishapar. Now, Iyamris Bishlamamaos Konos, if you want to say like Rabbi Yochanan, that really midoraisa, that when money changes hands, a kinyan takes place, then I can understand. Mishumachi koi de aval. Then I can understand why we have this dangerous punishment of, not keeping your word. Eli Amris like Reish Lakish that Mos Einon Konos. If midoraisa, there is no kinyan when money changes hands, that currency doesn't create kinyan, merchandise does, like we said at the open of the parak. Then I might koi de aval. Then why, if Mos are not Konos Reish Lakish, why would there be a punishment of aval? That the same, that the one, capital O, that the one who paid who gave the punishment to the Dor HaMabul, this person's going to get the same punishment. So the Gemara says, Mishum Dvarim, because of words, because he didn't keep his word. Says the Gemara, Uvidvarim, words alone, Mikoy the Aval, just because of words alone, you get this massive consequence. Again, back to the question of me committing my kids to take them somewhere, or me telling anyone that anything. If I tell an employee I'm going to work on something for you, and I don't do it, that gets the punishment of Mishapara. Says the Gemara, Uvidvarim Mikoy the Aval, just because of words, we're going to be in a scenario of Aval of this consequence. So says the Gemara, Behatanya, that can't be. Turning to the top of Mem Chesed Aleph, the Mishnah says as follows: the Brisa, I should say, it's a Tosefta. Reb Shimon Omer, Afal Pisha Amru Talis Kona Bedin Arzahav. Even though we do say that a talis, that a garment can be purchased with a dinar zahav, namely, the way to translate this is that if I make a kinyan on a talis, it forces payment with gold coins. Bein dinar zahav kona talis, but paying the gold coins doesn't mean that I've made a kinyan on the talis. Mikol makom kach halacha. Nevertheless, that is in fact the halacha, that if after paying he changes his mind, he's allowed to go back and he may still get aval mishapara. That's what the din is over here. It's not clear from the Gemara what that means. It requires some rishonim to understand this, but so says the Gemara. But look at this, aval amru, that you are allowed to back out, but if you do back out, Misha aval amru Misha para me anshe dor hamabul, and now we have a longer list. They're just like Hashem took payment, took exacting payment me anshe dor hamabul from the people of the flood, me anshe dor aflaga from that time period, ume anshe Sodom ve'Amora. Yikes, we're getting really bad here. We're going through all the bad moments in Jewish history. Umi Mitzrayim bayam. What?
Good moments in Jewish history.
Well, the people weren't so good. They got consequences, but the mabul.
World, who cares?
What?
Mitzrayim by Yam were our enemies.
What?
Mitzrayim by Yam
No,
were
I'm
our
saying the
enemies.
world, the people were bad.
Yeah, these were good times in Jewish history.
First of all, Dor HaMabul was an indictment on society. That
Society.
was very, very broad.
Dor
Anshei
HaFlaga
Dor
means a
HaFlaga
little
were
bit.
bad people. Anshei Sodom v'Amora, these were Lot's family members. They're
No,
not kishmak.
he moves there.
He did move there. He picked Eilat Rasha, Eilat Shechinu. And is this Umi Mitzrim Bayam?
Mitzrayim by Yam.
Is it Mitzrim? Umi
Mitzrayim.
Mitzrim.
Don't
Umi
take
Mitzrim
my
Bayam.
chance.
So those who got these kinds of punishments, who asili para mimi omed. So that these people, people who go back on their word in the case of a transaction, so then they get this punishment. Now look at this. Bedvarim, a person who's only making transactions with words. I verbally commit to do something, to make a transaction, lo kana. Ba'chozer bo, and if one recants on that, let's say you and I agree, Phil, I'll sell you my car. Thank you very much, David. Yeah, we agreed to a price. Ba'chozer bo, ein ruach hachamim noche heimenu. That the rabbis are not happy with you. They don't like the way that you think. Rashi says on the third line, Dibra maschal ein ruach hachamim noche heimenu, ein nachas ruach lechach me'yisrael b'maisav shel zeh. Ain daitam noche aleim hemenu al yodo. That's not good. The rabbis are unhappy with you. So says the Gemara, this was the Tosefta. And look at the commentary on the Gemara. V'amar Rava, anu ein lanu ela ein ruach hachamim noche hemenu. What do we have when we only speak words? Remember the case of Rava that he was commenting on was v'hanose v'nosim bedvarim. And the Gemara says that's ein ruach hachamim noche hemenu. What does it not say? The punishment of aval mishapara. So the Gemara says it seems that dibur alone is not enough to generate the consequence of aval mishapara. The Gemara responds 10 lines down on Mem Ches Melaf. Dvarim ve'ika behadayhu ma'os kaya be'aval. When do we say you get the punishment of aval? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the consequence to all those who deserve them, the Dora Mabel, the Dora Flag of Vichule, they should also punish someone who spoke words. That's when there are words plus money changing hands. And then if you back out, you get the punishment of aval. But dvarim ve'leka behadayhu ma'os, if a person says, agrees to do something, but no money changed hands, so then, lo kai be aval. Then we don't have the punishment of aval. You don't get the curse. So says the Gemara. That's the discussions of aval. And therefore, while there is no heter for a person to do things that they shouldn't do, even if halachically it's mutter, there's a gray area in Yiddishkeit where we should try and find. It's called Navel Bershus HaTorah. We've had this conversation at my table before. Is it usher to curse? American curse words. Is it usher to curse? So it's novel b'rishus haTorah. There's no pasuk in Chumash that says you can't say certain words, but you can't be misnabel asapeh. A person who's going to use the same mouth that you're medaber lifnei makom, you can't speak a certain way. It's not. It's beneath us to do those kinds of things. It's not right. So that's what the Gemara means. There's a gray space over here. So okay, you should not lie. You should not say I'm going to make a deal with you and back out. What punishment you get? That's a separate discussion. Consequence is different than action. The action that I choose has to be usher. So the Gemara says over here that when it's with Ma'os and Dibor, so then you get the big consequence about Aval Mishapara. When you just say something and it doesn't, and then you back out verbally, so then, Ein Ruach Chachamim Nocha Himenu. A little bit of, I don't know if it's a lesser consequence, they're both bad. Amar Rava. Rava says, Kra Umas Nisa. We have verses in the Bible, and we have Tanoim that are Misayele L'Resh Lakish. Let's remember, the Machlokes Resh Lakish and Rav Yochanan is whether or not we say Ma'os Arkonos Mida Oraisa. If I give you money, and I say, thank you so much, I'm giving you money right now. I bought a piece of corned beef from Romanian. It was ridiculously expensive. If I gave them the money, and they have yet to give me the corned beef, Mida Oraisa, is that a transaction, yes or no? Rav Yochanan says yes. Reish Lakish says, no, we need to do a Kenyan Meshicha. So how do we know that Reish Lakish is right? Or at least how does Reish Lakish think he's right? So the Gemara says over here, we have a Kra and we have a Masnisa that help out. Here's the Kra. The Pasuk says, Dichsiv, and it's important to know where this is because it's two Pesukim, one next to the other. This is Vayikra Hei Kaf Aleph, V'Kichesh Ba'amiso, V'Pikadon, and obis sumes yad ove gazel o ashak es amiso. So if I refuse giving something back to my friend, it's either a pikadon or it's bis sumes yad, it's a loan ove gazel or something that's stolen o ashak es amiso, or if I refrain from paying you. So that's what the pasuk reads. Let's go through them. In a case of sumes yad, of a loan, Amar of Chizda, what was going on in the pasuk there? Kigon sheyichel lo kli lehalva aso. There I set aside a kli that would function as a halva to pay, that was used as part of the loan. And this is what I denied. No, you didn't lend me anything. Or ashak, when I didn't pay you, Amar Rav Chizda kigon sheyichel lo kli la'ashako, I was, you were oshek, you decided not to pay me, and then there was a kli that was set aside to make that payment. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. And v'chiyah hadra kra, tupsukim later, when the pasuk begins to repeat itself, and it does, tupsukim later, k'siv, how does the pasuk read? And let's see what's missing. V'haya ki yechtav v'asham v'heshiv es ha'gzela asher gazal, o es ha'oshek asher ashak, o es ha'bikadon asher hofkat. So the Gemara says, hofkat ito. So the Gemara says, it's interesting to note, v'ilu tzum es yad lo ahadre. In v'yikra hei kaf alev, it gave all the examples. In Vayikra Hey Chav Gimel, it gave all the examples except for Tsumes Yad, which was the loan. My Taima, Lav Mishum de Mechaser Meshicha. It must be that the reason why that case was excluded, it must be that there's a lack of Meshicha in that case. And Ma'os are not Konos Mide Oraisa, only Meshicha's Konit. So it must be that it wasn't brought back in the Pasuk to teach us about Meshicha. It says the Gemara, Amar Le Rav Papa de Rava, Eima Me Oshek Hu de Hadar Kra. Maybe we could learn about loans from Oshek, from not paying an employee. It's a bit of a broader concept. Says the Gemara, no, hacha b'may askin, and what was going on in the case of Oshek? Kigon shenatlu mimenu v'chazru v'ifkidu etzla. A very, very narrow ukimta. That what was happening with Oshek is that when I owed you money, I gave a kli that was worth your salary. You came over and took the kli as payment, and then you gave it back to me in the form of a pikadon. So that was the ukimta to what was going on in the pasuk by Oshek. Says Gemara, if that's true, Hainu Pikadon. Then we have two cases of Pikadon. We have the Oshek that I circled back and gave to you to hold on to. We have regular case of Pikadon, which was Mefurish in the pasuk. So the Gemara says halfway down on Mamches Medalev, yes, there's Trey Gavne Pikadon. There's two different kinds of Pikadon. There's regular Pikadon, and there's this circuitous type of Pikadon that we just saw in the case of the Oshek. Yachi says the Gemara, then Sumas Yad Nami Lehadri Velukme. Why is it that the Pasuk didn't come back and talk about loans again? It must be Kigon Shanat Lohemenu Bechazer Bifkidu Etzlo. Perhaps Sumas Yad wasn't spoken about because it was the same as the other case. It was the same in that after the loan, I gave you a kli to pay you back, and then you gave it back to me to be a pikadon. Says the Gemara, look, Yahadre Kra Pasuk Kaf Gimel in Vayikra would have brought back the words of Sumes Yad, Lo Tziyuvta Velo Siyata. I agree that the words would not have helped you one way or the other as it relates to Reish Lakish. But Hashta Delo Ahadre Kra Misayele. Reish Lakish is still right. At the end of the day, Perek Hey Pasuk Kaf Aleph speaks about Sumes Yad and all of the other different types of things. It speaks about Pikadon. It speaks about Sumes Yad. It speaks about Gezel. It speaks about Asha. And two psukim later, it speaks about all of them except for Sumas Yad. Reish Lakish looks at that and says, I'm allowed to make the diukan. And the diuk I'm going to make is that most are not konos midaraisa, you need mashicha. So says the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Utsumas Yad lo ahadre krop. You're right that we don't see the words in Perek, hey, pasuk chav gimel of Tsumas Yad. However, the braisa says that Sumes Yad, that the loan case, the loan example in the pasuk was already included in another way. A little bit more than two-thirds of the way down on Memches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, the Hatanya, Amar of Shimon Minayan Litain as Ha'amor Lamala Lamata. Look at this brisa. How do we know that that which it says above, namely in pasuk Chaf Aleph, how do we know that that's also included in the pasuk, which is Lamata, the pasuk below, which is pasuk Chav Gimel? Namely, how do we know that Sumes Yad, even though it's missing in the Pasuk, still applies? Says the Gemara, we know this because Dechsiv, Omi Kol Asher Yishav Alav L'Sheker, that's what the Pasuk says, that from anything you make a Shvua on, that's a lie. V'amarav Nachman, Amarav, Baravua, Amarav, L'Rabo, Sumes Yad, L'Yishavon. It basically is an explicit inclusion back into the Pasuk of Chav Gimel of Sumes Yad. So, that's why the Gemara says that perhaps we really don't have room for Reish Lakish to make his diuk. Reish Lakish was trying to say, like, look, in Perek Chaf Aleph it says Tsumas Yad, and in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says Tsumas Yad, and in Pasuk Chaf Gimel it was left out. The fact that it was left out gives me room for inference. Why did the Torah do that? So therefore, I say that most are not konos, and really you require Mashiach to make a king. Then the Gemara says, okay, we have a brisa that says Tsumas Yad is supposed to be included. The Gemara is like, I know. But at the end of the day, Tsumas Yad still wasn't in Pasuk Gimel. Well, a brisa, not a brisa. The Torah is very specific. If the Torah is going to leave out the words and the brisa wants to come back and include it, you don't get to edit the Chumash. The Chumash stays. Okay, your brisa says what it says. But Reish Lakish says at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Behedja miha lo ahadre kra. Even if the brisa does include it halachically, but the fact that the Pasuk excluded it the second time in Perek Hey, Pasuk Chav Gimel, means that there is room to make a diuk. That's Mari Makom number one, granted in a very sophisticated way. This shows us that Reish Lakish has a Pasuk behind him, the Pasuk of Akichesh Ba'ami, so followed by the Pasuk two Pasukim later, to show us that Maos are not Konos Midoraisa. Then the Gemara says, Mas Nisa Minolad. How do we know that there's a Brisa that supports the Shita of Reish Lakish, that Maos are not Konos, and that we require Mashiach to make a kinyan? Ditanya, because the brisa writes. And it seems over here that there's a text correction, that really this is the Tnan. This is actually a Mishnah from Maseches Me'ila. We'll get there in about 2.5 years or so. Says the Gemara Ditnan, Nasna Lebalon, let's say that I have money that's hektish money. And I'm not really supposed to be spending hektish money. When I misappropriate hektish funds, that's called Me'ila. That's what the whole Masechta Me'ila of Me'ila is about. So over here, I take these funds and I give them to the balan. I give them to the guy who stands at the door of the bathhouse. The halacha is the second I transfer hands, ma'al. That's the din. I violated me'ila the second I give you the money. The Amar Rav says on this Mishnah, Dafka balon hu delo mechaser mashicha. When it comes to the balon, the only thing that needs to happen is that you need to give him money and he lets you in. There's no other activity that the guy at the door, he's a bouncer effectively, right? That's it. That's the only thing that happens. When you go into Torsky's mikvah, there's a key fob, there's a credit card machine. You want to get in, you got to pay. No one has to help you once you're inside. You're done. So by a balon, when you go into a bathhouse, it's easy. You pay and you're done. Therefore, the function of giving over the money was the entire interaction with the building. And therefore, you're chayav mi'ila right away. But that's only true by a balon where there's no other activities to be done. Aval, midi achrisa de mechaser mashicha lo mal aj ad mashich. But let's say, for example, says the Gemara, let's say I'm doing an action where, yes, I pay you, but then there's something you have to give me in return. We're going to see an example of a haircut. I have to give you money. I'm going to pay you, and then you're going to give me a haircut. So I pay you, no me'ila yet. The second you pick up some scissors, me'ila. It's different. It's different because one person, the whole action is giving money, and the other person is, I give you money, and then you have to do an action. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's how it works. We actually have a brisa just like this. Nosna l'sapar ma'al, says the Gemara, wait 1 second. We have a brisa that argues with what Rav just said. Rav just said that when there's an action that follows the payment, then the me'ila happens after the action takes place. Says the Gemara, but it says, nosna l'sapar ma'al. Oh, Rav, that can't be right. Because if I give money to a sapar, to a guy giving haircuts, then it is me'ila right away. The sapar, I don't pay for my haircut and then have him not cut my hair. The guy's got to pick up the scissors. So when he picks up the scissors, that's when my mi'ila should kick in. So what do we do with the brisa? Says the Gemara, when do we say that that paying a sapar, paying someone to give you a haircut, is mi'ila right away? The second you give the money, that's besapar nachri. That's only when the sapar is a goy. You go to Supercuts, you go somewhere where the guy is a goy. I might get my haircuts by non-Jews. I go to Michael's, everyone's a Syrian. So they're all good. They're delav bar mashicha. Very interesting. When we make kinyanim with a goy, it's not the Torah mashicha. The kinyanim by yidin is not the kinyanim by it is by a goy. So we have the brisa. The brisa says that when I have hektish money and I give it to the guy giving a haircut and he's not a bar mashicha. So there, the me'ila happens instantly. But by a yid, it's not that way. And Tanya Namihachi, we have a brisa that supports this idea. Nasna l'sapar o l'sapan. If I give the hektish dollars to someone who's a sapar, that's a person who gives a haircut. O l'sapan, from the word svina, someone who is a ship captain. O l'chol bali umnus, or any professional activity. Lomo al ademashach. So what we see over here is that we have a stira. These two brises don't make sense. Kasha hadade elalav shmamina kan besapar nochri kan besapar yisrael shmamina. So the brisa very, very clearly articulates this distinction that when we have me'ila, it's only by a yid. And then this is how it would work. Let me say that again. That was not a clear sentence. Let's say I pay a goy for a haircut. That's me'ila right away. But if I pay a yid for a haircut, it's not me'ila yet because he's a bar mashicha. So when he is a bar mashicha, I give the money, no me'ila yet. The second he picks up the scissors, me'ila. What does that show you? It shows you that mashicha is the kinyan. What is Shitas Reish Lakish? That mashicha is the kinyan. So this brisa is the raya for Reish Lakish. And switching gears now and going to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan without much of a transition, the Gemara says three lines from the bottom of Memches Med Aleph, V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Dabar Torah Ma'os Konos, right? This is the opposite of Reish Lakish. Then now we're talking about the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi picked this up, obviously, on the second of the wider lines in Rashi. Rashi says, V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Kirav Yochanan, right? We've been discussing for the last Amud two Mari Mekomos, the Kra, the Pasuk of the Kichesh Ba'amiso, and the Brice about the Sapar that supports Reish Lakish. Then the Gemara, without any transition, goes straight into Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi's like, I got you. It's Rabbi Yochanan. I know it doesn't say in the Gemara, it's Rabbi Yochanan. So what is the Raya of Rabbi Yochanan? The Ma'os Konos, Ubadka Levi B'masnisa Ba'ashkach. Levi looked into this and he put it into his Mishnayis. I wonder if historically that means that it was added to a Tosefta because Levi and Bar Kapara were the ones who put together the Toseftas. And what does it say in the Tosefta? Nosna l'siton ma'al. That once somebody gives the hektish money to a siton is like a wholesaler, someone who does selling. So then ma'al right away, Rashi, keywords, Rashi says ma'al, bottom Rashi and bottom line of Rashi. Ma'al afal gav de lo moshach. That is quintessential Rav Yochanan. Mashiach is not what's required midoraisa. We only require Mashiach midorabbanan because we're afraid that someone will say that it was nisrafu ba'aliyah. So here the Gemara says that according that we have a beautiful raya according to Rav Yochanan that most are konos. Aye, turning to the top of Memches and the Beis, if that's true, says the Gemara, then we have a problem. What's the problem? Alokasha the Resh Lakish. The brisa that we just saw about this, about the seton, about the wholesaler, is perfectly against Resh Lakish because there was no Mashiach, and yet we see that most are konos and no Mashiach is required. So says the Gemara, Amalach Resh Lakish, Hamani, Reb Shimini, as we saw before. Perhaps the brisa that's on the bottom, the brisa that Levi looked at, where it said Nosna Lesiton Moal, maybe that's all in the camp of Reb Shimon, as he said earlier, and therefore not a question. Okay, Memches and Beis, things get a little easier here. The Gemara tells us as follows: Aval Amr Misha Para Vichule. We had said in our Mishnah that there is a curse of sorts that if a person verbally, and now we know how to qualify it more, if a person says that they're going to do a transaction and gives money, that if they back out, they get the punishment of Misha Para, where we say that if you do back out, then you should get the same punishment of the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga. Itmar, Abai Amar Odu'e Modi'inon Le, that we just say out loud, by the way, we're just letting you know that you're about to get a consequence, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to punish you. Rava Amar, no, Meilat Laitinon Le, we actually curse the guy. We say, Hashem should punish you, just like, not like, by the way, you should know Hashem's going to punish you. We ask Hashem to punish you. This is a big machlokes amarayim between Abai and Rava. Says the Gemara, Abai Omar odu'e modi'inon le. How do I know that you should only inform them of the curse and not actually curse them? Because, says the Gemara, dichsi v'nasi v'amecha lo sa'or. Says the Gemara, that the princes among your nations you should not curse. What does that mean? It's not my job to curse somebody. And let a Kodesh Baruch Hu do his thing. That's not my space. The pasuk says in Chumash, v'nasi v'amecha lo sa'or, don't do that. Rava Amar, Rava argues and says, Meilat Laitinan Le. No, we in fact do curse the person. And look at this crazy taich in the pasuk. It's beautiful because it fits so nicely. It says, Dechsiv Be'amcha. It's only when a person is Be'ose Ma'ase Amcha. When do we say we're not allowed to curse another Yid? That's the Nasi, the Amcha Lo Sa'or. When you're acting like a Yid, when you're acting like Amcha, say there, we won't give you a curse. When you're acting like a behema, then you deserve a curse. You don't get to pull the Jewish card every time you misbehave. If you're not a yashar person and you're making promises and you're doing terrible things, sometimes we're supposed to drop a curse on you. And we paskin like Rava that we drop a curse. The taich is correct. Next time you read this pasuk, v'nasi ba'am chalosa, or what does that mean? When you're acting like a yid, fine, we won't punish you. But when you're not acting like a yid, you're acting like a behema, then you deserve a slap on the wrist and we're going to curse you straight out. One Jew cursing another. And that's not just mutter, that's the din. That's what the Mishnah meant. When the Mishnah said, aval mishe para, that, by the way, if you back out when you shouldn't, when you're not supposed to back out, once money is transferred, you're getting a curse. Rava says, that's ledina. That's only when you're behaving like a Jew. How do I know this to be true? Because the Rav Chiya bar Yosef, yavule zuze amilcha. He had money from salt. L'sof, aikir milcha. And then the value of the salt went up. Asa l'kame d'Rav Yochanan, what am I supposed to do? Amar le zil havlehu. You need to give it back to him. You need to give back even though it's at a higher price right now. Ve'ilo kabil alecha mishepara. And if not, then we will have to accept for you, meaning we'll put upon you mishepara. Now, the person that we're talking about is Rav Chiya bar Yosef, who is a Talmud Chacham. Now, ve'i amris odu'e modi'inan le. If, Rava says, you want to say like my partner Abaye, who says we don't drop the curse, and Abaye invoked the pasuk of v'nasi v'amecha lo sa'or, but without taiching, so he seems to say you can't curse another Jew. So then, v'yamr so'di mudinan le, Rav Chiya bar Yosef bar Oduyehu, Rav Chiya bar Yosef was an Amora. You think he needs to know a Mishnah in Maseches Bava? We're Amoratim. We need to learn the Mishnah in Maseches Bava Metzia, and we're going to forget it very quickly. So we need to be told those things. You think a great Amora who knew Shas backwards and forwards, like on the tips of his fingers, it doesn't make sense that we would have to only inform him. It must be that we were going to actually drop the curse, like Rava said. So that's the raya for Rava. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a raya for Rava. Ve'elamai, we're a quarter of the way down. Meilad laitina le. You think there's an Amora whose behavior should be shpitz. Amora shebayachzer lemutav. People who are steeped in learning don't misbehave. People who are steeped in learning are refined, and we do things the right way. So there's no way. Valhamai meilad leitinanle Rav Chiya bar Yosef asil kibule ale letusa derabanan. Is it possible to even have a hasaga that an amora would behave in such a way where Rava would have to drop a curse on him? He's a Talmud Chacham muflag. It's not even reasonable to assume. Ella, it must be. It has to be. It has to be that the case is different. It can't just be a case where Rav Chiya bar Yosef is in a scenario where he might get cursed. It just can't be. He's too great. He's too great of a person. So says the Gemara, Ella Rav Chiya bar Yosef, a Ravon hu deyavile. There was a guarantor. They basically gave him a collateral to hold on to. And that's what we were talking about. And hu savor, kenegdo hu kone. He didn't know, Rav Chiya bar Yosef, if it was only kenegdo hu kone, that if you give me collateral to hold against your loan, that the collateral becomes mine. Let's think about it, all right? Let's say that I go into Ari Crown for meetings. I went to Ari Crown this week for a meeting, and they took my driver's license, and they gave me this necklace that says I'm a visitor, okay? Now, obviously, it's just one to hold over the other. Let's say that I went into Ari Crown, and I gave them my driver's license, and they gave me a gold bar. What's the function of my driver's license? To make sure I get back the gold bar. Push it. It's collateral. It just holds a little cloud over my head. What's the value of that thing, right? So does it mean that they get, is there, let's say that my credit card is not worth very much. Let's say my license is worth $50. So that means if I take the gold, they get to keep $50? What's the function of the collateral? This is a machlokas amurai. But Amar le'Rav Yochanan, kenegdo kula hukona. No, when you leave collateral, so the collateral functions as your capacity to purchase the whole thing if the guy defaults. And let's see the machlokas now expressly. Itmar, a ravon, when there is collateral, rav amar kenegdo hukona. That amount of money of the Erav on the collateral only gives you the value of the collateral. Rav Yochanan Amar, keneged kula hukona, that the collateral actually gives you access to the entire item. Let us see now a lengthy, sophisticated question. We're going to stop 7 or 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Meisvei, we have a brisa. This brisa can be found in this Masechta a little bit later on Ayin Zayin, not too far away. Hanose Erav on the chaver, I give collateral to my friend to guarantee our transaction. V'omar lo, and he says, Imani chozer bi eravuni machula. I'm giving you collateral to make sure that I follow through. In the event that I backtrack, you get to keep my collateral. V'hala omar lo, and the other guy says, Imani echzor bi, if I recant, ech po lecha ervuncha, then I'll double your collateral. If your collateral is 50, I'll make it 100. Halacha is niskaimu hatnoim. According to Rav Yossi, Divi Rav Yossi, these tanaim are allowed to be kept. And says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Latame, why does Rabbi Yossi say this? Because Amar Asmachta Kanya. This is a big sugya, which should be found in many places throughout Shas. We've already seen this already, that Asmachta Kanya says Rashi over here, a third of the way down in the Rashis, very important Rashi. Rashi says Asmachta Kanya, Havtochas Guzma, She'adam Avtiach Lechavero, if I make an exaggerative promise to you, my friend, in our transactions, lismo chalav, she'im lo yekayim tana'o, yitain kach v'kach, if I make a guzma, an exaggerative claim, an exaggerative condition, the halacha is, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, it works. If I say flippantly, if I don't follow through, I'm paying you 5 times the collateral. That is binding. Got to be careful. In Rabbi Yossi land, there is no exaggerative stuff that's just, you know, random words. It actually matters. Yeah, this is verbal. That's what it seems, at least. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dio Sheyikne Keneged Ervono. No, all your exaggerations are out the window. We only care about the value of the collateral. Nothing above the collateral from a verbal perspective matters. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Bamed Dvar Mamurim. When is this true? Only Bizman Sheamar Lo Ervuni Yakun. Only when the person who gives the collateral says that my Eravon is Konen. Right, that I want you to hold on to my collateral. If I sell a house or I sell a field worth 1,000, upara lo mehem chamesh meo zuz, and I put down 500 against the 1,000, I paid half without saying the phrase irvuna yakun, kana, that works. Umachzir lo sasha'ara filu la'achar kama shanim. So then if I give you 500, so then I own the whole property. I just have to pay back the next 500, even if it takes a long time. My love, says the Gemara, 12 lines or so from the bottom, hu adin l'metaltalin, that maybe this applies by even, forget about land, because the example in the Brisa was talking about land. Maybe this should also apply to metaltalin, to movable objects. Vidistama kani luhula kulhu. Maybe we should say that the metaltalin is also purchased in full, not just halfsies, but when I put down a collateral, it means I could own the whole thing at some point, which is akasha. Against Rav, because Rav, a third of the way down, said, Itmar eravon, Rav amar kenegdo hu kone, that you only acquire the value of the collateral. Yet here in the Brisa, it seems that by metaltalin, vidistama kani luhula kulhu, that you can acquire the whole entire thing. It says the Gemara, lo, that's actually not what's happening, and this is therefore not a kasha on Rav. Really, metaltalin bidistama lo kani. That really, when it comes to metaltalin, if he gave a payment stum without saying the words ervuni yaku, lo kani, that's actually not binding at all. And says the Gemara, umayshna, what is the difference over here between karka and metaltalin? Karka, when it comes to land, dibikaspa kani le mamish. What are you going to do with land? You're gonna pick it up? There's no Kenyan Mashiach by Karka. So says the Gemara, when it comes to land, the only way that a person can ever acquire land is with Kesef. Therefore, Kani Le Lekule. Therefore, the collateral functions against the entire value of the land. However, Metaltale, when it comes to movable objects, Delo Kani Ela Lekibule Mishepara, that the only way to acquire it is with the threat of Mishepara, namely, is that you have to do Mashiach, you have to do something. Lo kani le kule. Therefore, the collateral will not function over everything, and therefore, this brisa is not akasha on Rav. Tomorrow, we'll start with lema kitanoi, and what we'll see is that the machlokas that we just learned about today between Rav and Rav Yochanan seems to continue into the tanoim. Wishing you all a beautiful night.